Blog Talk Radio.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I'm going to be talking about the build for WrestleMania. We are less than 3 weeks away from the Showcase of the Immortals. And honestly, it seems like a very underwhelming WrestleMania this year. Generally, I'm one of those guys who is always excited for WrestleMania. This year, not so much. This year, what I'm most excited for is having people over, eating good food, playing some board games, some card games, you know, what have you. And we'll have WrestleMania on in the background. Normally, I'll have people over. We'll watch WrestleMania. Then we'll do all that other stuff. This year, it seems like we could probably do all that other stuff during WrestleMania and really not miss anything. You have the triple threat match for the Raw Women's title, which is looking more and more like a bigger joke every week because of the way they're using Ronda. Or should I say the way Ronda is using them. You've got the triple, what appears to be a triple threat tag team match for the women's tag team titles. Which, okay, that match I'm actually looking forward to. I didn't think first that I would be looking forward to that match because I was not a fan of Sasha Banks and Bayley being the first WWE women's tag team champions. But with the way they've built that match over the last couple of weeks, I'm actually looking forward to that match. You've got Brock Lesnar versus Seth Rollins. And again, didn't really think I'd be looking forward to that match. I am. You've got Kurt Angle's retirement match, which he's wrestling Baron Corbin. They could have done so much better. He should be wrestling John Cena. I hope in the next couple of weeks. They've got a couple of Raws to fix it. Actually, I think they've got 3 Raws to fix it. They've only got 2 Raws to fix it now. They can do something where Corbin ends up injured and Cena ends up taking his spot, and that match will be so much better because Baron Corbin is horrible. And I used to be a huge Baron Corbin fan. When Baron Corbin was in NXT, I loved Baron Corbin. But now, I just find him boring. Drew McIntyre challenged Roman Reigns. Of course, we'll have to wait to see what his answer is going to be. And I hope his answer is yes, because I think that will be a great match. Never thought I'd hear myself say that. but I'm really looking forward to the possibility of that match. We had Braun Strowman announce himself for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which they had not even mentioned up until that point. So I'm looking forward to that. And like somebody said on Twitter, if Braun Strowman wins, it's just another pointless trophy to add to his collection. I mean, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy is an awesome trophy. But really, you don't get anything other than the trophy if you win. Pretty much any momentum you had prior to the Battle Royal gets stuffed and stopped with the Battle Royal. So, honestly, I don't care about the Battle Royal as much. I hope there's a Women's Battle Royal, but with the six women that are involved in the Women's Tag Team title match, I really don't see there being a Battle Royal or a need for one. I think I already mentioned Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. I'm looking forward to that match. Never thought I'd hear myself say I'm looking forward to a Brock Lesnar match, but well, let me rephrase that. I never thought I'd hear myself say that after 2013, but I am, and I think it'll be good. Because Seth Rollins makes pretty much everybody look good. I'm hoping Finn Balor gets his Intercontinental title rematch in a one-on-one match, and it's not a multiple-person ladder or other type of match. Because I think the only way to do that fairly the only way to do that fairly would be to have Balor versus Lashley one on one. And I do want to see Finn Balor win back the Intercontinental title. Unless WWE has bigger plans for him. In which case, he doesn't need to win it. So, now, they say there are going to be, or I've heard the rumor that there are going to be 17 matches. Now, with the talent that they've already announced to have matches, they would have to give matches to members of the NXT roster, the NXT UK roster, the 205 Live roster, as well as Raw and SmackDown. And if that's the case, that's great. Because right now I don't see how they could fill a 17-match card with the matches that they've already announced and the talent that that leaves. Without a match so far, of course, you're going to have a WWE title match. I would assume a SmackDown tag team title match. Most likely a U.S. title match. And I would assume every title in the company is going to be defended. I would hope the NXT UK title is going to be defended. I know it's going to be defended at TakeOver the night before. However, I would like to see it defended at WrestleMania. I would like to see NXT UK women's title defended at WrestleMania. I just think there are a lot of matches that are possible for WrestleMania that if they're going to have a 17-match card, they really need to consider. And if they're going to have a 17-match card, will they decide to start the show before 5 p.m. with the pre-show, or will they just let the show run until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning? See, those are the important questions because people work the next day. People have other things to do the next day. So there's no telling what they will actually do with as far as time goes. But and I really hope that it is not our affair like I've read that it could be, because that will put us at 1 o'clock in the morning. And actually, I've read other places where it could be 9 hours, and that just isn't something that I'd be looking forward to. Excuse me. So, like I said, very underwhelmed for WrestleMania this year thus far. I'm sure I will talk about it more again next week. This Friday is our 10-year anniversary show. I am going to be reaching out to all my former co-hosts. Hopefully have them all on. And Miss Callie and I will be on this Wednesday with a special guest to talk about this Saturday's Northern Wrestling Federation show. So be sure to tune in. That show will be at 7:30 this Wednesday, and then back at 11:30 on Friday. So be sure to tune in to those shows. And this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.